K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Coming to you on this Wednesday, folks, August 6, 2025. First time listening to this podcast. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. Of course, we're inching so close to K-State, Iowa State, Air Lucas Football Classic, August 23rd, ESPN, 11 o'clock Central Time. Boy, we got a lot of stuff going on off the field. Academically, we are seeing a lot of shout-outs for our K-State student-athletes. So, we will get to that throughout the week. I'm like, woo-hoo! So, but do a note here. I do want to stay in the present real quick before we touch on one of those honors off the sports fields of K-State, K-State University, Manhattan, Kansas, via Cullis Robinette, longtime beat writer for Wichita Eagle, and at one point, I believe, Kansas City Star, at one point, but yeah, he tweeted out, and this is not from me. This is from Cullis Robinette. I told you about him on the show before. I'm probably going to say it again several more other times when we get into this football season. Lincoln Kerr did not participate, folks, today. So, well, not today, but yesterday. So, so we'll see. Now, again, I did not read the entire tweet. Only I got a notification from him specifically because, of course, you got to try to follow him there as well. Well, I would advise you to follow him. he'll keep you up to know on the latest of K-State sports, but particularly with, I'm sorry, I'm getting, my phone's blowing up. So, sorry, if I seem a little distracted, I apologize, but that's why I kept the noise off, because every time I record in the morning, my phone goes off. Of course, I just got done with my first of two track workouts on this Wednesday. But yeah, Cullis Robinette, beat writer for K-State, Wichita Eagle, and formerly K-State star, now I believe with the K-State star out of the picture, I believe that's just Wichita's Eagle, I believe. So I'll double check that. But anyways, he's been beat writer for a long time for K-State since I been associated with K-State sports, obviously there. So Lincoln Kerr did not participate in practice. I don't know the reason. Again, I did not read his entire tweet there. But again, so that's of some of the note there. We'll see if he participates. I'm pretty sure I'll get something from him at some point during the day. But this will come out tonight. Look, there's a lot of stuff going on academically. We're getting recognized all over the place, whether that's track and field, golf right here. Six K-State men's golfers, in addition to three more K-State women's golfers, were named 2025 Spring Academic All Big 12 Team. The Big 12 announced this yesterday. Six men's players. That's the most by this program since 2017 and 18. The women's team has now placed at least three members on the academic All Big 12 team every year, going all the way back since 2018, 2019 there as well. And once again, guess whose name is in it on the men's side? Kobe Volacek, once again, on this list. And we talked about him before getting another nomination. I recorded that a while back, I recorded something on Kobe last week. Haven't got that out yet, but that will sprinkle in there as the week goes on there. Master of Data Analytics, and who was one of only 10 K-State Spring student athletes that were nominated with a perfect 4.0 GPA there as well. It was his third academic honor following his final year of college golf from Peoria, Arizona, who also, I recorded this, yep, it hasn't gotten out yet, but academic all-star team, so add that to the post awards there for Volacek there as well. Also in this mix for the men's golf team, Eric Sabostrom-Holmberg. We're going to see him this year. JP Roller also. Oh my goodness, excuse me. JP Roller, I'm getting way too excited, and for good reason. JP Roller, and senior Cooper Schultz and Tyler Strong. Tyler Strong majoring in business. Cooper Schultz wrapping up his wonderful time at K-State this past spring with majoring in communication studies. And let me see, J.P. Roller, the senior, he majored in management there as well. Flipping the coin over to women. This is the Bro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Boy, we had a lot of academic awards come out, particularly for K-State student athletes. This is Eddie Gritter III, so we're going to try to get you caught up on all that while I continue to focus in on the football team, as, of course, we're getting you countdown to the K-State-Iowa State battle in Dublin, Ireland, over there, August 23rd. We are just itching so closer to that. On the other side of the coin, right, academic All-Big 12 on the women's side for K-State, Noah Van Beek in a sophomore combination of Julia Ballester Barrio and Alinka Navarro, Navarro majoring right now, currently in athletic training and rehab sciences. Barrio majoring in kinesiology. Probably butchered that one. Yeah, I think both of them, Noah Van Beek and Barrio, are majoring right now, currently in kinesiology there as well. So three, and this is puts a bookend for the women anyways, again, on a terrific run last year. Of course, going all the way to the national championships last year there as well. Oh, boy. I'm drawing a blank. I am drawing a blank on the names. Oh, boy. Yes. Star, legend. Jesus Christ. I can't remember right now. Oh, man. That's going to be all-timer. That's going to be all-timer for sure. I can't remember the names. Of the two ladies, but yeah, let me go. Hold on a second. Yeah, so let me just sneak on here for a minute. Man, I cannot believe I'm blanking on the names. It's gonna irritate me for the rest of the day if I don't. But yeah, that is a wrap on the all academic Big 12 team and K State getting again recognition, men's and women's golf teams there. On that list there as well. Let me go down. Yes, Carla Bernat. I can't believe I'm blanking on this name. But yes, Carla Bernat getting it in. And Sophie. Yeah, see now it's coming back to me. Sophie Burt. Yep. So there's that. You got that going on there as well. So another reminder for you guys yet again here. As the men's and women's golf team there. Total of 9 total on this list to the All Big 12 Spring Academic Team. Yesterday, it was announced yesterday as well. So, congratulations across the board. Again, let's go over those names real quick here since I had a brain fart on this podcast here. Noah Van Beek, Julia Barrio Barstow, Lincoln Navarro on the women's side. And then, of course, Kobe Volacek, Eric Samuelson Holmberg. Alex Lindstrom. Did I skip over that? I think I did. J.P. Roller, Cooper Schultz, and Tyler Strong. I did. Alex Lindstrom back for his final year at K-State right now, currently majoring in psychology. See, I'm glad I did that. So, the host, Fumbling the Football here, this edition of the podcast, folks. So, but hey, congratulations out to the golf teams as they get prepared here for the fall season of 2025. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily. Or a chance to go record K-State content. The host ain't right. You better get it right now. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast here, folks. Podbean app. Make sure you check out the latest there. Me and Alex did record an episode. It is up now. Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is GRIER, the number 3 EDDIE, a process podcast. Again, that's GRIER. The number 3 EDDIE approach this podcast. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast, including new students coming to K-State. Get the word out there about this particular podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.